Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong from Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We recently had Chino Marino and Sean Lopez on the show to talk all about the brand new album from Crosses. This interview first aired on Friday, October 13th.
It was a couple of months ago that tonight's special guest released the first song from their brand new full-length, Goodnight, God Bless, I Love You, Delete, out today. The song is Invisible Hand, and as soon as I heard it, I started working on getting them on the show, and so I'm happy to say that tonight, here to help us celebrate the release of the new album, Chino Marino and Sean Lopez of Crosses are hanging with us. Guys, it's great to have you on the show tonight.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us.
So first off, you know, you made your debut with your first EP in 2011, and then over the next few years, you released a couple of more EPs leading up to your first full-length, your self-titled album that came out in 2014. So here we are, 12 years later, after that first EP came out, celebrating another new full-length. How are you guys feeling right now?
Feeling great, man. Excited, you know. This has been a labor of love for us, you know, something that we really, you know, enjoy doing kind of, you know, when we can. And so, you know, it's like kind of a, like not so much pressure. It's just, it's been a fun process, especially like, you know, like the when we came back to do this, it was kind of, you know, unwarranted. It was like we didn't really, you know, have a big plan, you know, ahead of us other than just getting together and make some songs. And that's what we did. And, you know, we were kind of stoked and we stood back and looked at, you know, what we had created over the last, you know, couple years and excited to get it out for people to hear it.
And Sean, how are you feeling, man?
Yeah, kind of the same. I mean, it, you know, it seems like we've been working on these songs for, you know, on and off like the last few years and just to get to a point where we kind of, you know, we have a song kind of whiteboard that we have that, you know, we kind of X the boxes off of, you know, lyrics and melodies and, you know, kind of where the song is at. And then, you know, at some point, you know, earlier this year, it was nice to look at that board and, you know, we kind of figured, wow, we have like a whole album here. And so it feels good to, you know, get it out now.
You know, as you guys talk about this in Chino, you called it a labor of love. But you know, when Crosses first debuted, it was billed as a side project of yours, you know, several EPs, now two full lengths into it. Do you guys get tired of it being called a side project? Does it feel more kind of like, no, this is our band?
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable. You know what I mean? People pretty much know me from, you know, the band that I've been playing in since I was in high school. So it's understandable for sure. But you know, I feel like we get out there and we kind of, you know, work at creating a name on our own. You know what I mean? It's hard to dodge the fact that, you know, that people know me from Deftones and stuff, but you know, I feel like this music kind of sits in a semi different space. So it's, you know, it's not like a competing rock band. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of somewhere else in, you know, in the world. So, I don't know. It's fun, man. You can never really make the decision for people how they hear it or what they're gonna, you know, where they're gonna label it or where they're gonna place it. So we just kind of do our part by making, you know, like some stuff we like and put it out there, and hopefully that people, you know, will enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, I think that on our end, we just try and make sure that the, you know, we don't ever say this is a side project, you know, like coming from the label or whatever. But I think that, you know, people are naturally going to say that. And it's, you know, I think it doesn't really bother us. It is what it is.
You know, I was familiar with Crosses when the first EP came out, but I think, you know, as I look back, you really caught my attention when you were part of Rob Zombie's remix album, Mondo Sexhead, and you guys, you know, totally transformed Dragula. I think that, you know, I think that came out like a year after the first EP. Well, this might be a tough question, Chino, because you just said you forgot about it, but maybe you guys can dig back in the memory, because I know it's been a decade plus since that came out. But listen, this is our first time catching up. We love Zombie on Loudwire Nights. I'm curious how you guys got plugged in on that project.
Man, I got to remember.
I think it came through a management thing, and it was just like, hey, so, you know, they want you to remix a song on here. And you know, I actually, you know, I like Rob Zombie, you know, I'm a fan, and for me, it's always strange when I think a song like that, I get it when, you know, 'cause we've had people remix our songs, and sometimes the fans can get a little like, what's the point of this? And why did they do this? They ruined the song. And I mean, that's kind of, you know, knowing, you know, Dragula, I mean, to me, that song doesn't, you know, it doesn't really need a remix. So it was kind of hard to do, you know, and, you know, but I think back then it was like, we were happy with how it came out, but you know, I understand why sometimes fans can get a little, you know, why did they do this? It's ruined it, you know?
Yeah. Do you guys enjoy, I know you don't do it a ton, but do you enjoy taking someone else's work, kind of reimagining it with what you do?
Yeah. I mean, we've done numerous covers as well. Like, you know, it's always fun to interpret, you know, other people's stuff and kind of put your little stamp on stuff, whatever. But like Sean was saying too, like, you know, a lot of times, even with covers too, it's like, you know, the reason why you choose to work on the songs because the songs are already great. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you're better. There's an easier chance to screw it up than make it better. You know what I mean? So if you look at it, you just try to like kind of make it a little different, you know, and I think that's the goal.
Yeah. That's the approach, I think, with, especially with remixes. It's like, let's not try and make it better. Let's just try and offer up a you know, an alternative version, and the original version still exists. So, you know, they can always just listen to that if they want, but you know, it's something a little different.
You've got a couple of really special guests on Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete, including LP from Run the Jewels and The Cure's Robert Smith. You know, when I listen to Crosses, it strikes me as pretty intimate music. And, you know, I know LP and Robert Smith aren't the first special guests you've had on Crosses Music in the past, but is it difficult for you guys to bring in, you know, quote unquote, outsiders to be part of what you're doing?
I think it would have been difficult if we would have tried to get LP and Robert Smith on the same song. I think that would have been. but no, I mean, you know, luckily I have, you know, over the years, you know, been able to like, you know, attain these insane relationships with, you know, other artists who I admire and both of them, you know, just like are great at what they do, obviously, you know, legends sort of, you know what I mean? In their own spaces. To have them be a part of this record was really cool. And it wasn't something that we planned either. Like, you know, at the beginning of the project, these were like things that sort of took place like in the 11th hour of like, you know, the record's getting finished and it was like, hey, what if we, you know, reach out to so-and-so and see if they would be interested in, you know, taking part in like a verse so we were able to, I reached out to LP, first and actually sent him a version of the song with an acapella from Run the Jewels Sean found on the internet. And we just put it in there as a placeholder to kind of see how it sounded. And it sounded rad. So I just sent it to him. I was like, yo, check this out. He's like, oh, I like that. He's like, oh, I'll write something to it. So then he wrote something to it and sent it back. And, you know, a few different times he sent me like a few different ideas. And, you know, he really took time into like, you know, I really appreciated that he, you know, was like very particular about, you know, his part. And it, you know, it took him a minute to get exactly what he wanted. And once he did, it was like, it just like, you know, it just fit very well. And the same with Robert. I mean, it was obviously, you know, we've grown up with The Cure, you know, being fans of The Cure, and you know, I was lucky enough to befriend him, you know, years and years ago, and always wanted to work with him on something. And this song in particular was like probably one of the you know, if I look at it on the record, I think it's probably one of the saddest songs on the record. Just I think just lyrically and sort of like melodically, it's just like probably one of the, you know, sadder songs, I think, on the record. And, you know, when we thought about adding him on the song, you know, I just like, that was a no brainer for me. I just felt like he could really just like highlight the feeling of the tune. So yeah, it's when it ended up happening, he did it and we were just like blown away, you know, with what he did.
And also if you remember Chino, LP actually gave us more than we asked for. I think we just were like, hey man, can you do 16 right. bars or whatever? And then I think he heard the song, he's like, dude, I kind of want to keep going on it. And then we were just like, hey man,
that's right,
had it, you know? It. And then we extended the part and I think it made it like that much more special. Yeah, you know?
That's awesome. I love hearing that. That seems like you know, a pretty dream kind of partnership where you're able to go back and forth like that and actually get more than you ask for, and not just get more, but more stuff that you actually like and that you want to incorporate.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just having, you know, like when you see that it's not just like, you know, a job for them, but they feel invested in it and, yeah, you know, yeah, excited about it. It excites you as well, for sure.
Are there any dream special guests out there that you'd love to get on Crosses?
I mean, I think with Robert, that was definitely, you know, one. But you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that, you know, I get asked this question, who would you like to collaborate with? And I love collaborating in general. You know, there's not a lot of people that I wouldn't want to collaborate with. Just, you know, I love the idea of just like coming from different places, and you know, the weirder the better for me sometimes, you know what I mean? So yeah, I mean, I'm sure we can create a long list of people in the future that we'd like to, that I would like to work with, you know, I'm sure we both would.
Well, I'll say the next record, you can get LP and Robert Smith on together. I think you say the weirder, the better. There you go, man.
Right. Right.
You know, you guys have been doing this for a while and you guys have known each other for a while. I know, I'm curious, as you celebrate the release of this new record and as you kind of look back too, and just as you've sort of explained the making of this album and what's led up to it, has the goal of Crosses changed over the years? And if so, like, what would you say the goal of Crosses is today?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think our goal has really changed, you know, too much. I think it's just always been about it being feeling like a natural thing and, you know, kind of going with the feeling and not feeling like, you know, we have to make this album now, we have to do this now, we have to play these shows now. It's just like, we kind of just go with, I don't know, just kind of go with the vibe, I feel. I don't think it's really changed much since the beginning, really.
Yeah. I mean, the whole, when we, you know, when we first put the first EP out, 20, whatever it was, you know, whatever, I forget what year it was, but it was a long time ago. You know, we put it out very unsolicited, like, kind of just like snuck it onto the internet and let people find it. And I loved being able to release music like that, which was, like I said, unsolicited and kind of, you know, let people discover it without kind of, you know, like trying to market it, you know, in this way or that way. And I know myself, like when, you know, growing up and even now, I mean, when I find music on my own and it's not like someone, you know, showing it to me, there's something about discovering music on your own that makes it a little more special to you. So I loved that, you know, that way of putting stuff out. And even now, I mean, I still think we try to carry that spirit where, you know, it's not like we're trying to shove this music to the world, but just like it's, we made it and it exists and we're putting it out for people to discover it. And that's kind of the mindset I kind of like take, you know, when doing this.
I can get behind that, man. I dig that. Chino, Sean, thank you guys so much for the time. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here, but really appreciate you guys hanging tonight. Congrats on the release of Good Night. God bless. I love you. Delete. Hopefully we can chat again soon.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Right on.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.